Hello everyone, I'm Jalen, and today we're going to be discussing about Johannes Kepler and his three laws of planetary motion. He was born in 1571 and died in 1630. He was a German astronomer best known for the laws of planetary motion. Kepler is a mathematician and physicist who didn't just observe certain things about planets' orbit, but discovered it and got influenced by Isaac Newton on the study of astronomy. He used simple mathematics to discover three laws of planetary motion. Kepler's first law is about planets that circulate in elliptical paths around the sun. His second law was how that if planets are closer to the sun, that they orbit faster. The last law was he discovered the relationship between the distance of a planet from the sun and the amount of time it took to orbit the sun, which certainly revolutionized astronomy. In 1604, Kepler saw the last supernova observed in our Milky Way galaxy, which he documented 2 years later in his book Die Stille Nova, published in Prague in 1606. The explosion of the dying star was initially as bright as Mars, and can be seen with the naked eye. This was indeed good fortune, for the telescope would not be invented for another 5 years. Several observers spotted the supernova on October 9, 1604. Kepler didn't see it until October 17th, due to cloudy skies in this part of the world. But he studied the event so extensively that it was named after him. Now, Kepler's supernova is now a remnant, but is still studied by astronomers, including those of NASA's three great observatories. Kepler's laws of motion influences contemporary life because his three laws of planetary motion were his greatest contribution to science, and they had a major impact on scientific thinking during his time. That's it for Kepler's Laws of Motion. I hope all of you had a great day. Peace.